car bomb attack targeting an Afghan lawmaker. In the capital, Kabul, leaves at least 9 people dead and 20 others injured. Iran reports its lowest number of daily coronavirus cases in nearly 2 months. Officials warn of a resurgence in infections if people fail to follow health guidelines. And Britain imposes a strict Christmas lockdown in southeastern England, warning that a new strand of the coronavirus is out of control. Thanks so much for being with us. First story takes us back to Afghanistan this hour, where at least 9 people, including women and children, have been killed in a blast in the Afghan capital of Kabul. Authorities say some 20 others were also injured in an explosion. It caused damage to homes and several vehicles. A member of the Afghan parliament was the target of the assault. He survived the attack, but sustained injuries. Afghanistan has recently witnessed a wave of deadly attacks despite an ongoing peace talk between the Taliban militant group and the government. On Friday, an explosion hit a religious gathering in Ghazni province, leaving at least 15 children dead and 20 others injured. There was no claim of responsibility, but a provincial police spokesman described the Ghazni blast as a Taliban attack. Political commentator Tim Anderson believes that peace will not return to Afghanistan unless Western countries fully withdraw their forces from there.
There has to be an independent country to deal with its own problems. It's simply not possible under a foreign occupation army for normality to come about. It's never happened anywhere. It's not going to happen here, basically. The US has to be forced to retreat at some stage. And then the structures of society have to be rebuilt, indigenous structures of society. Now, the U.S. has aggravated the problems of Afghanistan in the last 2 decades, and it's only after the U.S. leaves that there's any possibility of restoring some sort of stability, some sort of normality. They can't tell their home constituency that they're making progress when there is none to be made and when there are bodies coming home from those sorts of countries. So they are rather cynical. They would like other people to carry out the violence for them, other people to go home in body bags, but they certainly have no good intentions in terms of leaving behind a stable and peaceful Afghanistan.
The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has praised the country's nurses for their tireless work during the coronavirus pandemic. In live televised remarks on the National Nurses Day, Ayatollah Khamenei said nurses did a great and wonderful job under difficult and stressful conditions the pandemic has created. The leader also offered his condolences to bereaved families of nurses who lost their lives during the pandemic. Ayatollah Khamenei added that officials should fulfill their duties to compensate the nurses for their sacrifices, including through measures that will help improve their living conditions.
Iran is celebrating the National Nurses Day. This year, however, nurses are marking the occasion as they're on the front line fighting the deadly coronavirus pandemic. For hospital nurses, life under the coronavirus has been a slog of precautions, fear, and duty. For those working at Masih Donishvari Hospital in northern Tehran, stories of busy shifts and delayed family visits are more frequent, since the hospital has been at the epicenter of the fight against the pandemic in Tehran. And now that is the occasion to honor this army of dedicated nurses, they have a chance to speak of their pains and prides.
Since I took up this job 26 years ago, I embraced all its challenges, but I have never seen anything like this before. We now put our lives at risk every day. Many of our co-workers died, but we need to stay strong because our people need us to win this battle.
For example, in the ICU, 24 hours, one nurse must care for more than 2 or 3 people with advanced diseases. This is very difficult.
There are some 140,000 nurses in Iran. More than 60,000 of them have so far caught the virus on duty. As COVID-19 has sapped the nation's reserves of nurses and doctors, these dedicated professionals have had to work extra shifts to make up for the shortage of staff. With good news about vaccines offering hopes for the future, it's the present that worries exhausted nurses.
It's literally a war. The more we work, the more lives we can save. During the peaks of coronavirus cases, we could not see our families for days, especially when we had to replace some of our colleagues who got infected with a virus.
Alert levels go up and down, but one thing doesn't change for nurses: fear of bringing the virus home. Narges is a devoted nurse, but back home, she's a mother and a wife.
I have a daughter who misses me when I'm on duty, but whenever I go home, I ask her to stay away from me. I can't believe that I could put my family's life at risk.
National Nurses Day in Iran marks the birth anniversary of Hazrat Zainab, the sister of the third Shia Imam Hussein. This year, the occasion is marked with a special slogan: Heartbeat of Nurses, Pulse of Society's Health. This could be a reminder of the fact that nurses deserve more support and investment. Over 100 nurses have so far died of COVID-19. They didn't die because they weren't wearing masks. And it wasn't because they didn't stay home. They died because they were trying to save lives. And now that the coronavirus is yet to leave the battleground, nurses here say to honor their sacrifices, there's only one way: stay home. Yusuf Jalali, Tehran.
Well, the number of daily coronavirus infections in Iran has dropped to their lowest level in nearly 2 months. The health ministry registered just over 6,300 new cases in the past 24 hours. Sunday also marks the sixth straight day of decline in the number of daily cases in Iran. The country on the same day posted 177 new deaths. Now, that figure was slightly higher than Saturday's, but it shows a continued downward trend since early December. Iran has been under strict restrictions for a month now. Now, that helped contain the virus, but authorities have warned of a new resurgence if gatherings continue and health protocols are not observed. Overall, Iran has registered over 1.1 million COVID cases with 53,000 fatalities. And now it's time for this hour's news review. Now, the British Health Minister warns that a new strain of the coronavirus in the UK is out of control.
The new variant is out of control, and we need to bring it under control. And this news about the new variant has been an incredibly difficult end to, frankly, an awful year. And it's important for everybody to act like they might have the virus.
Hancock said the government has imposed a strict Christmas lockdown in London and in southeast England to get the new strain under control. He said strict measures could stay in place until the virus vaccine is fully rolled out. On Saturday, Prime Minister Boris Johnson said millions must cancel Christmas plans and stay at home. He said that's because the new COVID-19 variant spreads far more quickly. The warning has prompted European countries to ban flights from the UK. I'd like to welcome both my guests to this news review out of London, Saeed Pourreza, and out of Brussels, Jerome Hughes. Thank you guys for being with us, starting it off with Saeed. Well, Saeed, let's talk about this new variant and also exactly what it's going to mean there for people in the UK.
Good to be with you, Marzia. This apparently was discovered in southeast England, and that's one of the areas that's been placed under Tier 4, which is the replica of the November lockdown. It's already affected many lives, as we have learned over the past 24 hours. The people in areas of London, as well as in southeast England, entering that Tier 4, meaning lots of plans disrupted and canceled over this festive Christmas period. According to one piece of information, 6 in 10 Londoners who currently have the virus have the new variant. So that gives you, tells you something about how fast this new strain of the virus is spreading, as the top political and scientific officials in this country have been warning us about since yesterday. Saturday, when the Prime Minister came out with that announcement that really shocked the whole country, it took everybody by surprise, because this is a man who, up until Thursday, had resisted calls from the opposition, from some other quarters of power, as well as scientists, about not relaxing the repressive, strict restrictions during the holiday period. But then on Friday, apparently, they learned, after scientists spend time working on the transmissibility and all the properties of this new variant, the government was presented with that evidence on Friday, we understand, and that's really changed everything for the Prime Minister, at which point he decided to come out and introduce those new measures that will also be affecting the devolved nations, Wales, Northern Ireland, as well as Scotland. Each country obviously will take their measures according to their numbers and the rate at which this virus is spreading in their respective countries. So it means that life is going to be affected greatly for everybody here. And we also understand that the areas that have entered Tier 4 will stay in Tier 4 until, as you rightfully said earlier, the vaccine is rolled out. But then they have only been able to bring a limited amount of the Pfizer vaccine into the country, with which they have already vaccinated 350,000 people. The health secretary has promised another 500,000 by the weekend, starting from probably, I think it's happening as we speak, but by the weekend. But whether or not they'll be able to do it is another question. And I think they're also relying on the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine as well to be approved, so they can roll that out. And I understand that they have already produced millions of doses, but they are waiting for the approval so they can do that. And all of this, as I'm sure you will ask Jerome about, is happening at a critical time when this very evening the representatives from both sides, the UK and the Europeans, are meeting in Brussels to make to see if they can really find agreement on a trade and security deal.
And also, with the, you're talking about the vaccine and being rolled out, I mean, one would wonder then, with this new variant, the current vaccine, have they looked at that? Will that be effective, or are we dealing with basically a different type of disease altogether? I mean, has anyone talked about that side of things yet, Saeed?
Yes, they have. According, and I'm quoting the Health Secretary Matt Hancock and pretty much everybody else that's advising the government, that this new variant, up until now, according to the research apparently that they have done, is no more potent than the original COVID-19 vaccine. The only difference, as we've been told, is that it is spreading faster, and it's up to 70% more transmissible, which is a staggering really figure, which is why they're asking people to treat the situation as if they had the virus. So regardless of where you are, in Tier 4 or other areas, treat this as if you had the virus, and follow the rules. Take all kinds of precautions on a personal level to prevent it from spreading as fast as it has.
All right, so let me cross over to Brussels and get Jerome in this conversation. Well, Jerome, a few things. First of all, from what we understand, flights now have been canceled. Can you verify, is that all of the EU countries or some of the EU countries as far as flying into the UK? And we'll start from there. Go ahead, Jerome.
Yes, Marcia. Well, the latest information I have is that so far we have here in Belgium, and also the Netherlands, have banned all travel to and from the UK. In this case in Belgium, it's for a 24-hour period. In other cases, it's for a 48-hour period in terms of the Netherlands. And it's just to wait and see so that the officials can assess the situation more closely. So it kicks in terms of, like, this is not just flights. This is obviously the train that runs from London to Brussels. And it kicks in at 11 p.m. local time this evening. And what we saw in terms of the Eurostar, the train service from London to Brussels, all of their tickets for today were snapped up and sold within an hour. That was a huge demand for the tickets for people to get back here to Brussels. Now, maybe that's people who are working there, but we also know that an awful lot of people would travel from London to Brussels and then to get a flight somewhere else for the holiday season, so they might be flying to South America or something like that. So you can imagine it's caused a major sort of chaos and a panic in terms of people desperately trying to travel before next week in terms of the holiday period. Now, we do know as well that Ireland is going to announce very shortly that it is also imposing a ban between Ireland and the UK for all non-essential travel. Also, as we speak, French officials or our health officials are meeting to determine what they're going to do. And also, we're expecting Germany to announce it as well. Now, in terms of Spain, there has been some sort of, I suppose, veiled criticism from Spain, because it's saying that there's a lack of coordination in all of this, and it's actually looking for the European Commission to take a handle of the situation and actually to develop a coordinated strategy, because this is what we saw so much criticism at the start of the pandemic, when different countries were taking different measures. There was this lack of sort of coordination. It's sort of like a panic reaction. And to a certain extent, you could argue that we're seeing that right now. But in terms of this new strain, the World Health Organization is saying, apart from the UK, that there have been just nine cases detected in Denmark. As I said, one in the Netherlands has been detected, and also one in Australia. So the experts say that these strains do happen, that it's quite common that there's, you know, the seasonal flu, for example, is a different strain of that each year. There's also a different type of strain, apparently, in South Africa at the moment. So strains can happen, but as we were hearing from a good colleague in London, that, you know, the problem here is this is up to 70% more contagious, apparently. Mm-hmm. And then we have all the question marks about whether or not these improved vaccines will be effective. I think there is hope that the new vaccines will be effective against this strain, but it's one of those situations where we just have to wait and see, because it's a developing, evolving story.
And as Saeed had said earlier, Jerome, such a critical time that all of this is taking place as far as dealing with the transportation and everything, Jerome. I mean, with the talks going between, continuing now, between the EU and the UK, what's the latest on that side of things, Jerome, and how is this affecting that?
The talks are ongoing, we're told. We have this sort of new deadline that was put into place, which also expires tonight. It was put into place by the European Parliament in terms of them trying to reach a deal. So obviously it is not ideal. I mean, before, maybe they will consider this essential travel. Maybe the negotiators will keep going. Maybe this is a special circumstance. And the ban itself here in Belgium was only supposed to last for 24 hours in any case. So it wouldn't be the end of the world for some people involved in the negotiations to stay on until the ban is lifted. And anyway, they want to keep talking. But apparently, I mean, today is Sunday. Apparently, this is the new deadline. Tonight is the new deadline, 12 o'clock, for a deal to have been reached, according to the European Parliament. But, you know, I think people are a little bit skeptical, cynical even, when it comes to these deadlines. We've seen so many of them in the past. So I'm not sure how much weight is being given to this new deadline.
All right. Well, thank you both for being with us. Saeed Bourreza in London and out of Brussels, Jerome Hughes. And with that, brings us to the end of this World News Bulletin.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Could you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, Salam and greetings to you, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, December 20, 2020. I'm Atef Erfani hosting this program today. For those of our listeners who have just recently joined us, Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails and letters. So, dear listeners, contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcast. Or if you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Dear friends, remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. Stay with us until the end of the program. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sunday program, Listeners Special, and here I have to note that, as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports, dear listeners, are very useful and important to us in IRIB English Radio, especially to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our listeners throughout the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report normally will be receiving a QSL card from IRIB English Radio. However, these days, with the outbreak of coronavirus around the world, please don't expect a QSL card, actually a paper QSL card from IRIB English Radio. As you may know, sending any material on behalf of IRIB English Radio is temporarily halted due to the pandemic. We hope the disease is controlled very soon in the future, and then we can get back to a normal track and send you IRIB English Radio paper QSL cards and IRIB English Radio souvenirs. And here, I truly appreciate those of our listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including Fabio José da Silva from Brazil, one of our regular listeners. Also, Anand Mohan Bain from India has sent us reception report. Also, Ivan Rodionov from Russia has sent us a reception report. Well, Fabio, Anand, and Ivan, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. Thanks a lot. And millions of gratitude to those of our listeners who have kindly sent us letters and emails from around the world, which I mentioned some of their names here, and later during our program I read their emails and letters. Oh well, here we have an email from Ricardo Paparozzi from Italy. Also from Brazil we have an email from Paola Camarago. Abu Sayed from Bangladesh has sent us an email. From India, we have an email from Rakesh. Rakesh is one of our regular listeners. And also, again, from Italy, we have an email from Gianluca Dentici. Gianluca Dentici is one of our regular listeners. Thanks a lot for these emails and letters. Dear listeners, stay with us until the end of the program. I will be back with all these kind messages just in seconds after the music. Welcome back. First of all, we have an email from India. This email is from Rakesh. Rakesh is one of our regular listeners. Rakesh says, "Hello, I am Rakesh from Chennai, India.
I try to listen to your programs regularly, especially your Sunday program, Listeners Special, which I enjoy listening to it a lot. Hope to receive few items from your side very soon. Thank you in advance. Salam and greetings to you, Rakesh, from India, one of our dear regular listeners. And lots of gratitude for writing this email to us, this such a kind message to IRIB English Radio. We are so glad that you enjoy listening to IRIB English Radio, especially, as you said, the Sunday program, Listeners Special. Rakesh, thank you again. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon in the future. Stay safe and healthy and write to us soon. Well, from Italy, from Gianluca Dentici, one of our regular listeners, we have an email. Gianluca Dentici says, "Hello from Italy. Attached to this email is an audio recording of your radio, and I hope I can receive a QSL card from your side. Would you please send your QSL and a technical description of your antennas for my records? Thank you very much indeed. Salam and ciao." Gianluca Dentici from Italy, I do express my appreciation for writing this email to IRB English Radio. For your information, IRB English Radio used to send its dear listeners QSL cards, paper QSL cards, and promotional items, including postcards, pennants, etc. But after the outbreak of coronavirus, unfortunately, we can't send paper QSL cards or other promotional items to our dear listeners. After this disease is controlled, of course, we will send our dear listeners paper QSL cards or other souvenirs of IRIB English Radio. Many thanks, Gianluca Dentici, for writing this email to Listeners Special and IRIB English Radio. Well, dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with other kind emails and letters from around the world. Stay tuned. Welcome back. Here I have an email from Bangladesh. This email is from Abu Sayed from Bangladesh. Abu Sayed says, "Dear friends, I'm very happy to get your email. For some time, I could not access your website from Bangladesh. However, the problem is no more at the moment. Your website is always very interesting. I rely on your website to find the right news in the West Asia region. You asked me about sending QSL. I would say send a paper QSL, because the love and sincerity contained in the paper letter doesn't exist in the electronic QSL card. It will play an effective role in increasing the listener of your interesting radio. We are always with you and hope our relationship deepens. Greetings and salam. Abu Sayed from Bangladesh." First of all, thank you for this email, Abu Sayed from Bangladesh. We are glad that you're satisfied with the programs and broadcasts and the news in our radio and our website. And be sure that our effort in IRIB English Radio is and has been always providing our dear listeners around the world with the most updated, informative, most accurate and unbiased news and information from around the world. And also, regarding your suggestion about sending paper QSL cards, it's a nice idea. It has such a sense and a spirit that the electronic one doesn't have. But of course, regarding the health and hygienic laws and regulations, international laws and regulations, of course, we're not allowed to send our dear listeners around the world the paper QSL cards or promotional items, and that is all because of the outbreak of coronavirus. After the disease is controlled and over around the world, we will get back on track and send our dear listeners the souvenirs of IRIB English Radio. Thank you again, Abu Sayed from Bangladesh. Write to us soon and stay safe and healthy. Well, dear listeners, here we have an email from Brazil. This email is from Paola Camargo from Brazil. Paola says, I hereby would like to send you my reception report via this email. I like to listen to different radio stations worldwide, especially IRIB English Radio and also Persian-speaking section of IRIB, as I love the language Persian. I will be happy to receive a QSL confirmation indicating that the date and frequency of my reception is correct. Also, it would be great if you can send me few items such as magazines, postcards, etc. I have to add that the transmission of your radio here in Brazil is wonderful. First of all, greetings to you, Paula Camargo from Brazil. Camargo, it seems that you've just recently joined our radio, IRIB English Radio, and we are glad to hear from you that you are able to receive the signals of IRIB English Radio in your country, in Southern Hemisphere, in Brazil. First of all, thanks a lot for writing to IRIB English Radio. And then, as we have mentioned several times during our program, sending any material is temporarily halted on behalf of IRIB English Radio, and that's because of coronavirus. In the past, we had the tradition of sending our dear listeners paper QSL cards and promotional items, but now we can't. After the coronavirus is over, we send you the items you've requested, such as magazines, postcards, etc. Anyway, this mutual interaction and relationship must go on, and we are happy that you received that our transmission in your country, Brazil. Thank you again. Thank you for writing to IRIB English Radio, Paula Camargo from Brazil. We are waiting to hear from you very soon, Paula Camargo from Brazil. Stay safe and healthy. We wish you the best. Dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with other emails and letters from our dear listeners around the world. This is Listeners Special, the Sunday program. And here we have another email from Italy. This email is from Riccardo Paparozzi from Italy. Paparozzi says, Dear IRIB English Radio staff, greetings from Italy and thank you for your reply. I prefer paper QSL cards because they are more collectible, fun, and they carry on the radio amateur tradition. Also, I like receiving physical QSL cards from far countries. But I'm sure you will probably get thousands of requests for QSL cards, so it may be easier and more practical for you to design digital QSLs and send them via email. I think that a paper QSL card is unbeatable. But if you can satisfy every request, a well-designed digital card will do the job too. Thank you for your reply. Salam and ciao, Riccardo Paparozzi from Italy, and thanks a lot for writing to IRIB English Radio. As you said, as what you have mentioned about paper QSL cards, of course, paper QSL cards are more interesting and more exciting, and you know, they're kind of traditional. The traditional kind of QSL card also gives us most people a kind of good feeling. Of course, you're right. We cannot satisfy every request, but I think most of the people are satisfied with the paper QSL card. But as I have mentioned several times during our program, we cannot send our dear listeners paper QSL cards, and that's because of the outbreak of coronavirus. We are working on designing a digital QSL card during the time that the disease is, exists around the world. Don't worry. Please send us more emails and tell us your views about our broadcast. Tell us which programs you like the best, and don't worry about the QSL card. for the time being when the disease exists. We are interacting with our dear listeners through emails, and after the disease is controlled, we can get back on track and send our dear listeners the paper QSL cards and our souvenirs. Thanks a lot, Ricardo Paparozzi, for writing to IRIB English Radio. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. And time tells me we've reached to the section of this week's interview, which is conducted with one of our regular listeners. Please take a listen.
Okay, my name is Ibrahima. Well, I finished from the International Institute of Journalism here in Abuja. That is the headquarters of Nigeria. And also, I make studies. I study in Germany, I study in France, and I study in some parts of African countries. Well, I'm also of my kind of job I do is that I have so many things I do, like I do give part, take part-time lectures. I give to some of these part-time university, and I deliver lectures on French and German language as a part-time lecturer. And I have so many activities that I used to do. I'm a presenter in a radio station, and so many other things. Well, the English service radio station, firstly, I must tell you the fact that I attach and I cherish, firstly, the style of the presentation that is coming up from the broadcaster. I first listen, it's my orientation that I have even at the Institute of Journalism. When I used to approach my lecturer on the style of news I used to hear from the English service, it's quite different from our own local radio station here. So I am adapted to the radio station, that is the Iran English Service, because I learned so many things with them, and as such, I put it into my practice before I became a serious, like a senior reporter here. So it really helped me because I listened to the style of the presentation first, and the presenters are always, I don't know how they organize their reporters, but it's something that I just discovered. I always learn something from their reporters, the style of the presentation, the way they organize the room. But I must have to say that I discover most of the news is basically Arab region reports and the news always within the region, and some parts from the Africa, little, but sometimes from Asia, little. But the most of the news is emphasizing mostly on the region of the Arab, most especially Iran. I must say I learned so many things from that radio station. I must say big thanks to them. I keep on listening because I benefited so many things from them so far. Big thanks goes to all the listeners, fans, love, all over the world listening to International Radio of Iran. Big thanks to you, and I just want you to know that Iran Radio remains one of the untouchable and reliable, best information circulation, best in all time of news discovery, the first always to bring a breaking news, ready to give you all whatever I would. My best regards to all those listeners all over the world. I wish you the best, and I wish you keep on listening to this best radio station. Best is what I give you, and the radio is ready to give you the best. This is my message to them.
My dear friends, here we wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special, the Sunday program. Many thanks for being with Listeners Special, and goodbye.
Listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to englishradio@irib.ir. That is one word, englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pastoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pastodayenglish. Thank you all for being with our Abbey English Radio.
This is the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily, round the clock, for listeners across the globe. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran can be heard via the internet, shortwave, medium wave, FM, and satellites. Our listeners in the Indian subcontinent can listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave 41 meters, 7,300 kilohertz every day from 1520 to 1620 UTC. Also, our listeners in Europe can tune in to the English service of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave 49 meters, 6,040 kilohertz, and in Southern Africa via shortwave 25 meters, 11,880 kilohertz every day from 1920 to 2020. Our listeners in Tehran can also listen to our programs via FM 91.5 MHz. You can also listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on Hotbird, Eutelsat 3B, and IranSat or Bat 5 and via the internet. Our internet address is parstoday.com/en. And now you can listen to IRIB English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program, P.O. Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about audio quality and other means. Thank you. The limelight.
The article you're about to hear has been authored by Igor Kuchma, who is a financial advisor, under the heading, After the Coronavirus Comes the Corona Deficit. Please stay with us. There are two types of viruses, computer and biological ones. Neither of them brings happiness to those who have been affected. However, they do leave important marks, and in some cases, the negative effects can last years or even trigger new issues. For example,
The COVID-19 pandemic has not only caused health issues, but also led to a new financial crisis. It might have been seen as one of the shortest for financial markets, but we shouldn't be so naive. First, Indice's recovery was a result not so much of a good epidemiological situation, but monetary instruments implemented by the world's most influential central banks. The only problem is that they also have their own price. Here, we need to ask the first question. Who will pay for the COVID crisis bailout? Despite the fact that markets are near record highs, there are still millions of people across the world who haven't been able to recover their jobs. Thousands of companies were closed, and many probably will never open again. Based on a 9.2% unemployment rate in the U.S. in the fourth quarter of 2020, researchers initially predicted that bankruptcies would finish the year with a 140% increase. It is also important to mention that a U.S. company filing for bankruptcy doesn't necessarily mean it will disappear. Instead, bigger companies usually do this to restructure and settle on new repayment terms for their debts so they can remain open. Unfortunately, small and medium-sized enterprises can't normally afford such an option. For now, it may look like U.S. bankruptcy filings have slowed, but once again, we shouldn't be naive. The bank is yet to come. Many of the companies that should have closed down have simply been reincarnated into zombie firms. They are neither dead nor alive. The amount of debt on their balance sheets is so high that any cash generated is being used to pay off the interest. Thus, the company can't grow as it doesn't have spare funds to invest. This in turn means it can't employ more people. To be fair, this problem is not new. It has been there for years, and the reason is cheap loans due to low interest rates. Many zombie companies survive by issuing new debt that will allow the funding of operating losses and interest payments. If you ask which sectors are on the radar, unfortunately, there won't be a clear answer. Basically, every sector is at risk, and the situation is only getting worse with additional lockdowns. It is also true that some companies do benefit from the situation, especially IT businesses. But even they could eventually suffer if the global economy enters a new crisis. But companies are not the only ones that have fallen into debt distress. According to the International Monetary Fund, emerging market governments issued $124 billion in hard currency debt during the first 6 months of 2020, with two-thirds of the borrowing coming in the second quarter. The U.S. public debt, on the other hand, hit a peak not reached since the Second World War. The U.K. government borrowed a net £36.1 billion in September, pushing the total for first 6 months of the year to £208.5 billion. That's the highest figure since records began in 1993. The increase in average debt ratio in the euro area is estimated to be more than 15%, bringing it over 100%. It will climb by about 20% in France and about 30% in Italy and Spain. Governments will have to find ways to repay these debts, something that won't be easily achieved. One option could be to impose monumental tax increases. And who will bear the burden? As always, it will be the middle class. Just like U.S. tariffs on Chinese products were paid by American consumers. In the end, these debts will cause future deficits and will sap the financial strength almost of every economy. Even the U.S. might have to face the paying much more in interest than previously forecast. Thus, this money won't go to hiring teachers or paying for hospital stays for the elderly. Researchers suggest that governments will have to optimize revenue streams and contain some public spending. They also believe that using only tax increases to fund the deficit would raise taxation by 50%, which would hurt taxpayers, limit corporate investment, and reduce national competitiveness. The crazy thing is that Americans appear not to be much more concerned about the deficit than they have been in recent years. The study suggests that just under half of American adults, about 47%, call the deficit a very big problem, down from 55% in the autumn of 2018. In conclusion, it is clear that efforts taken so far to resolve the current problems have just postponed the ultimate consequences until sometime in the future. If countries continue to increase their debt levels, they could have trouble raising cash at affordable rates. Other consequences could be depressed economic output and increased risk of a fiscal crisis. Having said that, despite the fact that markets are overly positive, the situation is far from being the best, and the real consequences might be yet to come.
You have just listened to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily from 1920 to 2020 UTC on the following frequencies. 49 meters, 6040 kilohertz for Europe, and 25 meters, 11880 kilohertz for Southern Africa. And FM 91.5 MHz for Tehran. You can also listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on Hotbird, Eutelsat 3B, and IranSat or Bat 5, and via the internet. Our internet address is parstoday.com/en. And now you can listen to IRIB English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program, P.O. Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about audio quality and other means. Thank you.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is a part of a speech delivered on October 12, 2020 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, via video conference with the participants at the joint graduation ceremony held at the Imam Ali Military Academy.
Studying in military academies and in armed forces organizations is one of the loftiest and most valuable endeavors. Why? It is so because by studying these universities, our youth enter the armed forces with the purpose of ensuring the security of the country, and security is a noble and fundamental value for the country. It is a vital element because without it, all other important values of the country will be disrupted. Values including welfare, justice, pursuit of knowledge, and other such values. Therefore, presence in these universities is a very important opportunity and a very valuable task. Studying and graduating from these academies will prepare you for being engaged in one of the most valuable endeavors, that of ensuring the security of your country and your nation.
Your light and love, all I see, nothing more I'd ever want to need. My Lord, protect me from dishonor, grant me faith to be stronger.
Of course, apart from ensuring security, the armed forces have other important duties, one of the most important of which is rendering public services to the nation. The Army, the Guards Corps, the Police Force, and Basij have rendered all kinds of services to the Iranian nation in previous years, particularly in recent years, including infrastructural services and construction of dams, refineries, and the like. In the arena of health and treatment, the armed forces have accomplished a great feat by working in the area of polio vaccines. Today, too, when it comes to the issue of coronavirus, the armed forces are really in the middle of the arena and they are presenting all necessary services. In the area of livelihood projects, many good tasks are being carried out by the armed forces. Of course, they do not announce and promote them in the media, but they are carrying out very satisfactory tasks, which we are aware of. We could equally refer to their participation in the pious assistance and charity movement.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, all praises to Allah, all praises to Allah.
Iranian Radio, Global Mission. This is IRIB English Radio.